7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Is this gonna fly? Okay, here we go. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means you're listening to The Dubious Ghost Committee. That's right. It's that time again. Time for the Dubious Ghost Committee. My name is Tobe. We've caught a small weather window. We're between rains and heats, so I decided to come outside for just a little bit. Spend a little time, down here at the creek. As I work my way into the canopy, there's lots of mole tunnels. Lots of star-nosed mole tunnels around, practically tripping over them. Alright, so let's get under the canopy here. Oh, we haven't been down to the creek in a while, have we? There's people on the golf course. Let me look down into the little ravine here. Anything happening interesting in the ravine? I don't immediately see anything. And that's okay. Alright, so, We managed to sort of get a little bit of rain last night. There was a big cloud cover came in, and so the heat went away for a little while. And I think the heat is coming back, but it's not coming back as strongly. Right now it's only about 25 degrees, maybe 26, and it's... No, it's like 24 or 25. But it's supposed to creep up a little bit warmer. Watch out for webs, Tobe. Okay. Alright, so we have to go down into the creek and see what's going on today. Okay. So here I am. Down in the creek. I'm looking up into the trees, sort of facing upstream. Looking for any potential owl buddies, but... Yeah, I think we know that owl season is over. But that doesn't prevent me from looking for them. Alright, so let's walk up to the water here and see if we've got any balls. Any golf balls in the creek today? Well, apparently not. Oh, wait, nope. There's an orange down there. Do I want it? There's a couple of whites over there, too. Well, we better go down into the creek and check things out. And we're going to have to check out the deep water, too, see if there's anything in there. Okay. And we're down in the creek. All right, I'm walking alongside the water. The water's nice and clear. That little bit of rain must have came through here. Yeah, really smoothed out all the gravel and everything. And now my sinuses are starting to go. I thought I had this taken care of. Yeah, here in the deep water, we got nothing but worms. Lots of earthworms. And somebody has been through here picking up hiding golf balls, because that golf ball that was hiding under the picnic table is now gone. All right, so here we go. Here's our orange golf ball. What is it? It's a little bit dirty, so let's wash it off. Lots of worms around. Lots of worms in the creek today. Wow. Hey, this is kind of nice. I've never seen one of these before. Technically, this is a first find. This is a Max Fly orange. It has just a little bit of sun fading. But the thing that's interesting about it It's matte finish. It's got black ink, but it's got two little white stripes. It says Straight Fly. It's a Max Fly number 2, orange, matte finish. And then where the Straight Fly logo is, it's got two white lines. So that's moderately interesting. Got two colors of ink on a non-logo ball. All right, so what's this white golf ball over here? Anything I want? No, just a Titleist number 1. What about this one over here? Nope, just a TaylorMade. And the initials, somebody wrote their initials on it in a Sharpie, and the initials are MJT. Huh, interesting. I know an MJT. All right, so I have an orange golf ball. I'm kind of looking up on the bank. Looking up on the bank to see if any... Whoa, just stepped in some soggy mud and sunk into the creek bed. That's cool. I don't see any golf balls up there. Now what are we going to do? Alright, I'm sort of walking back the way I came. I'm going to... Ooh. I'm looking at lots of dude footprints. We got some Mati footprints here and something else. This is a raccoon. So all of our raccoon friends have been running around in here. And it looks like some Matis have been running around. What's this yellow circle up here? It looks like it's just a bottle cap. Okay. Far up. I can dig it. Oh, there is a white golf ball in the water up here that we walked by and missed. Somehow it's covered in mud. Looks like a Callaway. And I'm not interested. Oh, But suddenly, I do have some interest in something else. We need to look downstream. Oh, here's a Pinnacle 3 on the bank here. Don't need it. I'm going to pick it up and throw it down by those other two that we left in the creek so that somebody else can find them all together and say, how convenient. 3 golf balls. Ooh, what was that? There was bashings and crashings up there. Is there a dude up there? Hold on, there might be some kind of dude up here. Who's up here? Who made that noise? Did something just run through the forest, or did somebody knock a golf ball way off course? All right, well, I'm now in my strategic vision spot. I'm looking downstream. And I thought we were going to be able to... Well, maybe... I was going to say that I thought we were going to be able to go downstream. And now that I'm looking, I think no. But now that I continue to look, maybe we need to go for it. Maybe we need to give this a try. Okay, so I need to lower myself... Ooh, this is too damn slick. I need to lower myself down onto some rocks here in the creek. I got mosquitoes buzzing in my ear. Okay. I have managed to get down onto the rocks. Now, let's go rock hopping and onto the sandbar. Okay, we're good. Let's work our way uppity duppity streambity bimbity. Here's some golf balls in the water. A white one that I don't want because it's been written on. And what is this yellow? There's a yellow one. A titanium tech. Whatever ball. Oh, there's lots of bugs. There's lots of... Oh, mud. Ooh, bugs. Bugs. Okay. I am bushwhacking my way through the forest. This is probably a mistake, but okay, we're halfway there. We need to follow through now. Okay. But this is just going to be a quick pass. We're not going to spend any time down here. Okay. Seeing golf balls already. Oh, there's a white golf ball. I can't tell exactly what it is, but it's not anything special. So we're going to keep on moving here. And see what else we can find. Because the good golf ball zone is down here. A little bit further. I almost went face first into a giant web. So we need this stick right here, which will serve quite adequately. He lies as the stick breaks as he's using it to try to clear webs. Okay, need another stick. This one is kind of okay. All right, so back to clearing this giant freaking web. Okay. We now have safe passage. Retaining the stick. Oh boy, okay. Starting to warm up. And I'm in the zone. I'm in the golf ball zone, but what am I finding? Mushrooms. Interesting stuff sticking out of that tree, kind of. A little bit interesting. Hey, this log made it down a little bit further. Okay. Now, where's all my... I thought I saw another golf ball. No, it's just there's one up there. It's just an orange bottle cap that looks like an orange golf ball. But I do see a ball that I want up here. It's all the way down here at the end, so let's keep looking around. And here's a white golf ball that looks like it's insignificant. Yep, just a crappy Kirkland. Kirkland. Nothing says utter lack of quality. Alright, here we go. Here's what I'm after. Dunga dunga dun dun, we got a red Callaway number one. Yay, yay. Matte finish goes directly in pocket. Okay, white golf ball up there. Nothing special. Keep looking around. Alright, and we walk over on the other side of these trees and we check this area. Hey, did I just hear a dude running around? Must have just been a bird in the leaves or something. Birdies. Alright, and we gotta start heading back. White golf ball. What is it? Anything significant? No. And guess what? It's another Kirkland. Oy. Broke my stick. Okay. I'm wandering back the way I came, walking through the ivy, making sure that there's no golf balls around in here that I want. Don't see any. Big log. Big log. Happy broken stump. It's the stinky zone. Okay, well, I think that we have found all the potential golf balls that we are going to find today. So a quick recap of what we got. We got a Max Fly Orange, a Ti-Tech Yellow, and a Callaway Red. Some beautiful analogous colors. I only really need the red. All my orange jugs are filled up. My yellow jugs are filled up. And I'm about to go... I'm about to go full sinus wig out, because I'm starting to have a reaction, which means I need to get the hell out of here. But first we hide from the helicopter. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Abel won. Okay. Now I gotta fight my way through this fallen over tree and step back into the slippery mud in the bug zone here. And my shoes are being sucked down into the mud. And the bugs say, "We're going to eat you." And I say, "No, you got to catch me first." And that's when I start moving faster than a bug. I'm kicking mud everywhere. We got to get back to the rocks. Oh, we're good. But now, the big question is, can we get back up on the bank? Because now my feet are covered in slick mud. I'm trying to scrape them off on this rock. And, well, we're just going to have to go for it. This is going to suck. Okay, on three. Three! Made it. Alright. Alright, so now I got to think of something to do. But I don't know what I want to do. Somehow I got web all over my arm. Blah! Well, as can be expected. I mean, there's a lot of spiders down here. You can expect a lot of spiders down in the creek. But you can't really expect any spiders in the dressing room.
I was getting dressed late one night. Along came a spider, and I got a fright. Oh, I couldn't squash it flat, no matter how I tried. And when it looked me in the eye, I ran away to hide. Ah! I put on me Dr. Martin shoes, a battle with the spider that I wasn't gonna lose. A kick from the left, a kick from the right, I was on the floor, but I was alright. It was gonna be a long night.
Spiders in the scoop, hey, hey, spiders everywhere. Spiders in the scoop,
they were. Things were getting hot and I had to take a chance. The spider got impatient, started crawling up me pants. I shook it off your leg, thumping in the ground. Everything was silent so I didn't make a sound. I crossed the room as happy as could be. I had killed the spider, now it couldn't bother me. And with the arm over the light, he was there, ready for fight. It was gonna be a long, long night.
Spiders in the scoop.
The spider got inside it. Spent the lid back on the top and threw the jar outside. At a party that night, everything was bright and gay. We played all our pop records and danced the night away. Early morning, knocking on the door, on the stone, and guess what saw? It was gonna be a long, long night.
Spiders in the scoop, hey, hey, spiders everywhere. Spiders in the scoop.
Spiders, 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 spi
want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Rain, for rain, beautiful rain. For rain, for rain. For rain, for rain, beautiful rain. Don't disturb, beautiful rain. Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come to me, beautiful rain.
Beautiful rain.
Oh, come,
oh, come, come to me.
Oh, come,
beautiful rain.
Oh, come to me, beautiful rain. Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come to me, beautiful rain.
Beautiful rain.
Oh, come,
oh, come, never come.
Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come to me, beautiful rain.
The sun says goodnight to the mountains.
I am dreaming of the sun. Say goodnight.
When the sun says goodnight
to the mountain,
to the mountain.
I am dreaming, I am dreaming of the sun. Say goodnight.
When the sun goes down,
the birds on the trees are singing sweet for the night.
When the sun says goodnight
to the mountain,
to the mountain,
I am dreaming, I am dreaming of the sun. Say goodnight.
When the sun goes down, the birds on the trees are singing sweet for the night.
The sun says goodnight to the mountain,
to the mountain.
I am dreaming, I am dreaming of the sun. Say goodnight.
When the sun goes down, the birds on the trees are singing sweet for the night.
When the sun says goodnight to the mountains,
to the mountain,
I am dreaming, I am dreaming of the sun. The sun. Say goodnight.
Rain.
Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come to me, beautiful rain.
Oh boy, that was awesome. That was Ladysmith Black Mambazo with Rain, Rain, Beautiful Rain. And now where's the cat going? As soon as I was going to start talking again, the cat walks up. Okay, the cat is wandering off. Cool. Let's get some background music going here. How about some Terry Riley? One of the classic minimalists. Yeah, always cool. Alright, so I have recovered. I've got some cola-flavored beverage going here. And I know what you're thinking, Tub, is it your bitter cherry cola? No, I actually put in some margarita mix, so it's kind of like limey. It's limey cola. That's pretty good. And I'm also starting to get hungry. And I was thinking just a minute ago, oh, you know what I should eat? I should eat a gyro. I should go to the Greek restaurant, get me a gyro. Yeah, no, not going to happen. Welcome to August. August is the month that the Greek restaurant is closed because the owners go back to Greece for an entire month and enjoy the old country. And then they come back and fire up the restaurant again. It's an American success story. An American dream achieved. The couple that own this restaurant are Greek immigrants. They came and they started a restaurant, and they did all right. Wait, what's my cat doing? I think my cat's trying to climb the door jamb. Is she gonna jump up on the... What is the cat doing? Yeah, you're a good baby. Just jump up there. You can play. Yeah, go ahead. Just jump right up. Do you want me to lift you up there again? I'm not gonna do it. You can jump. Just jump your cat ass up onto the washing machine and do whatever. Yeah, so, this couple, Jim and Jenny, not their real names, but that's the name of the restaurant. Jim and Jenny's Greek Village. Jim and Jenny, you know, now they're driving Range Rovers and a Mercedes. And they can afford to take a month off every year to go back to the old country. It didn't start off as a month. Oh, no. It was a long time before, you know, they even could go on vacation. But then they would be gone for a week. And then it was 2 weeks. And then it was 3 weeks. And now it's a month. So my favorite restaurant is closed for a month every freaking year. But I can't complain. You got to be happy for them. You got to be happy. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Toe, but just go to some other Greek place and get your gyro. Yeah, well, other places aren't so great. And I don't know. I don't even know where the next closest place is. I think that if I had to choose, I would probably go to the islands, but it's so far away. It's going to take 20 minutes to get there in this... the Magoo. I don't know. My cat's still yanging. Do you want me to live? I think my cat wants me to put her on top of the washing machine so she can climb up on the shelf, which will allow her to climb up onto that box that's on the shelf, which will then in turn elevate her enough that she can climb up on top of the cabinets in the laundry room. She likes to sit up there and lurk and be jungle cat. And here she comes. Hi, baby. What's a kitty want? He wants to get up there on the thing. Okay.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Okay, I guess that was Terry Riley beef. While I was watering the cat. The cat did not want to get up on the washing machine after all. She just wanted to have some more water poured for her. So that's what I did. Yay. And now I'm thinking, maybe I need to go to the... No, I'm not going to go to the store. What? This is Sunday. I need to get to... I need food and stuff. What? I'm hungry now. And I'm not going to the store in the middle of the day on a Sunday. Maybe I'll go to the store tonight, or maybe I'll put it off until tomorrow. Because if there's one thing that I love to do more than go to the store, it's procrastinate. And you know that because you listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Oh, yes. Tune in tomorrow.